Hey there, this is Seth Juarez. We're in Orlando, Florida for the Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. We're talking with really good ISVs. This is season two of Launchpad. I'm filling in for Baldwin. So look for him in other episodes. I have a special guest today. Tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
Hey, I'm Praveen Lokesh. I'm a principal architect with Fortinet, and I specialize in like architecting cloud solutions for different customers. And today I'm going to talk about securing the enterprise cloud with Fortinet firewalls for Azure environment.
Wow, security is actually really important with a lot of the stuff that's been happening. So why don't we dig in? Show us what you got.
Absolutely. So today we're going to talk about who Fortinet is and what are some of the challenges that Fortinet or enterprise customers face when it comes to moving the data into the cloud.
Okay.
And what a FortiGate is and how it can mitigate some of the challenges that today's enterprises face, and obviously a demo into how everything works and how and where we can get started.
So fantastic, let's do that.
Okay, so to give an overview of the company, Fortinet is a public company. It went public in year 2009. It has been profitable for a very long time, and we have a worldwide presence for about like 3,000 employees, and our revenues come from all around the world, as you can see from the pie chart here. This is from the latest earnings report of Q1 2015. Apart from the performance, which we are superior, what really sets us apart from our competition is number one, our threat intelligence, which is FortiGuard. We maintain our own signature database, and also that gives us the flexibility to act really fast upon the new threats that emerge and update the customers as soon as possible.
I see.
The next one is the FortiOS, which is our network and security operating system. It becomes the single point of enforcement, irrespective of whether you run your like firewall in cloud or in a hybrid environment or in your on-premise environment. So, which makes it like extremely easy for the customer to manage the policies across multiple scenarios. And we have the market-leading technology when it comes to network security, and that shows in the number of patents that we hold. And like I already mentioned, like we have a global presence as well. So
that's awesome.
And so when we look at the challenges that today's enterprise face, obviously everyone wants to move into the cloud. That's like a top tier initiative for everyone. And for good reasons, there are like the top three, when you look at the top three concerns for enterprise customers, it's security, privacy, and compliance. And the reason why those are the top three challenges are because when you look at the last 2 years, there have been quite a few breaches, security breaches.
Some bad ones too.
Yeah, exactly. And we spend a lot of money mitigating those breaches alone. Like in US alone, over the last couple of years, we have spent over $11 billion to mitigate the security breaches. So that's why many enterprise companies are reluctant to put the data into the cloud, even though Azure provides like really good security for them. What they really like, what we need is like warm and fuzzy feeling of like having a next generation firewall, mm-hmm. and that's exactly where we fit in.
Fantastic. Okay.
So FortiGate is our next generation firewall. It delivers comprehensive threat protection for all locations, irrespective of whether you're on cloud only or in hybrid environment or in your on-premise environment. So comprehensive threat protection, meaning it has like intrusion prevention, antivirus, anti-spam, and IPsec. IPsec and SSL VPN comes in the VPN section, but like it includes the whole suite of UTM features. So in the picture that you see, which is the enterprise cloud hybrid cloud configuration, mm-hmm. you have a existing campus data center, and you extended your data center through Azure. You can do that using FortiGate firewall at each end of it. So on the campus side, you have a FortiGate, and also on the Azure side, you have FortiGate, and you create a VPN tunnel between them so that they can exchange data in a secure way. Also, in Azure itself, we have a whole suite of products that we have that can complement FortiGate in its entirety.
So is this an appliance, a VM? What is it that's going on?
That's a great question. So it's an appliance. It's a VM. It's a virtualized form of our appliance that we have. So
that's awesome.
So it, like the user interface, if you use a FortiGate appliance, the user interface will exactly be the same, and which is great for customers. They don't have to relearn anything new to manage our product in the cloud, which makes it extremely easy.
I see. So previously you had an appliance,
exactly.
And you can still use an appliance on-prem,
right.
But then when you want to bridge the gap between the on-prem networks and the Azure cloud networks, you use the virtual machine to sort of do the talking.
Got it.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Cool.
And let's go into a demo.
Let's do it.
Okay. So this is my Azure account, and mm-hmm. I have a firewall running. This is our virtualized instance of FortiGate mm-hmm. that's running. And I also have a couple of backend instances that is running. So today, the topics that I'm going to cover is like, I'm not going to cover all the UTM features. I'm going to cover URL web filtering and also application control and how it works for the server form that you have in Azure. So
awesome.
Let's go there. So I'm going to log into one of the instances or Azure instances that I have that's behind the FortiGate. So
okay.
This is an instance that's sitting behind the FortiGate. And as you
an instance in the cloud, right?
Instance in the
Got
cloud.
It.
So let me. So now we are going to connect to a server that's sitting behind the FortiGate. So as you can see, this has an IP address of 10.0.2.100. That's the range that's given to the server farm that's behind the FortiGate.
Mm-hmm.
And
so these are not accessible anywhere
directly.
Else except through the FortiGate.
Exactly.
Got it.
So you do an IP config. It shows that it has like it's in the 2-dot network.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming back here, I'm going to log into the firewall.
And this is the VM that we just showed
exactly.
spinning up.
So if you have used like an appliance, the UI would look exactly the same.
Correct.
So as you can see here, this is an image we specifically built for Azure,
mm-hmm.
but the UI itself looks really similar to what you will see on a physical appliance.
Got it.
So the features, if you look at it, it has like the features like you can have all the routing protocols that's there, and also you can do antivirus, web filter, application control, intrusion prevention, etc.
Nice.
And it can also do IPsec and SSN tunnel, and it has a full like IPv6 stack as well. So if you're running IPv6, then you can launch the VM and then do a complete IPv6 firewall as well. So, and it can talk to AD as well directly. So let's go.
And AD is Active Directory, correct?
Active Directory,
perfect.
Yes. So this is the policy that allows, I'm going to click on it and edit. This is the policy that allows traffic from port 2, where the servers are located, into into the internet through the FortiGate. So I'm going to turn off all the security features so that I can show you in the demo, like how it, if I open up, say go CNN.com, it should be allowed. So, but obviously you don't want your servers to go out to any site that's out there because obviously that just opens up that many avenues for the hackers to get into your server. So I'm going to block all the sites for, but for the simplicity of the demo itself, I'm just going to show you how easy it is to block, like say, news and media, and hence like block some sites called like CNN.com.
Got it.
So go to security profiles and go to the web filter. By default, it comes with several default profiles, and I'm choosing the default one. Go to general, in personal, and then find for, search for the news and media.
There it is.
Right click, and then block. Boom. And then apply that. And in the policies, again, I go to the policy right here. That's it. So if I now go to the server and try to access CNN.com, I'm going to close it and then reopen it. If you go to CNN.com, there you go.
There
it's
you
blocked.
Go.
So,
yeah.
So it's as easy as that. It's probably the cache that was causing the issue. But like apart from that, like if you go to any news website, it should be blocked now.
And so this is a VM that's behind sort of this FortiGate is what it's called, firewall?
Exactly.
Okay, and so for example, you might have a bunch of machines doing some really important secret work that you can't let out. You might be under HIPAA governance.
Sure. Yeah.
And FortiGate allows you to sort of protect all that stuff in the front.
That's exactly right.
That's so awesome.
So, and it's not only that, and like we have a bunch of applications that we recognize, and we have a huge database of applications, and like you can use those as well to block certain things from happening.
Of
For
course.
Example. If you don't want like your servers to access Facebook.com, obviously there's no reason for your servers to access Facebook.com.
Unless they're social, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to clear the, let's see if you can access Facebook. Okay, you can access Facebook.
In that case, because you set up as a news and media, but now you'd have to put social networks on there.
Right, so for that I'm going to use something called application control.
Okay.
And let's go back to app control. Already set the default to block Facebook. And I'm just going to apply that in the policy.
Oh, I see. So you have web filter and application filters
exactly.
as well. Cool.
And you have IPS and IPS is intrusion prevention, and also you have like antivirus as well that you can do on the firewall itself. So now that it's done, let's go back to. Let's close this. Then
history.
And open Facebook. You would just see it spinning, and it would not like show you the block page like explicitly, like how it did with web filter profile.
I see.
It does what exactly the web filter does as well. So it's almost like a silent block. So
that's cool.
So it'll get timed out, but like you get the idea. So obviously there are much more features in the FortiGate that you can use, but like I'm just going to show you these two things as a takeaway.
That's awesome.
So about like how to get started with it. So in order to get started with like creating VMs within Azure, like you go to azure.microsoft.com. And we have also come up with a really good solution brief when it comes to how to launch a firewall in Azure and et cetera. And working with Microsoft IT and Azure team, and also like our technical team, we have come up with a white paper of different strategies of how to launch a VM, and then how to, what are the different types of connections that you have, that you can have with Azure, et cetera. And like if you need the white paper, please contact us.
Sure.
And at azure@fortinet.com.
So let me ask, so I got a security person.
Sure.
You talked a little bit about intrusion detection. Now, I don't want to demo on this. Mm-hmm. How does intrusion detection kind of work in Fortinet?
So it's the same thing. So for the outbound policy, you apply the intrusion prevention. Like there are different profiles. I'll be happy to show you. It doesn't take a long time. So just like how we saw web filter and application control, intrusion prevention also has signatures.
I see.
So it also has various signatures, and you can just select any signatures that you want and then set it to block, and it'll block and say that like it's blocked due to like intrusion prevention.
So this is for both incoming and outgoing.
Exactly.
I see. So if there's a specific protocol that's coming in,
right,
that has a malformed request that you're never going to accept anyways, just block it.
Exactly.
That's really neat. And so now I understand. So you have not just website filtering, you have application filtering, but then you also have intrusion detection.
Right. And also we have data leak prevention as well.
So, oh, that's cool. So you know if things are seeping out.
Exactly.
And because everything is in this closed cloud network and FortiGate is blocking everything, it knows anytime something is trying to leak out.
Exactly.
Fantastic. That's really cool. Let's put up the slide again so people can go and look it up.
Sure.
I understand. Security is an important thing. It's good to have something sort of guarding the gate for you.
And
that's why I'm glad you came on.
Okay.
Thanks for spending some time with us, bud.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Again, we're here in Florida, Worldwide Partner Conference 2015. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time. Take care.
Okay, thank you.